Ho'oponopono goes back through time.
I'm an animal lover, a huge one. I don't only care or worry about my own, I love them all. Years ago, a friend of mine turned me on to the animal rescue site at http://www.theanimalrescuesite.com/tpc/era_110206_ars. You can fund food for animals and sanctuaries by going to their site and clicking on the Feed an Animal in Need button. Every click provides 0.6 cents worth of food to the hungry. A click every day is all it takes to make a difference. I've been visiting this site for the past 5 years, every day, without fail. One Saturday morning, I was cleaning out my emails and feeling good about doing my part in the world, feeding the animals in need. I happened to take notice of a picture listed by one of their sponsors on the rescue site. What I saw was an animal in a cage trying to eat his way through the bars. He looked so sickly and gaunt that not even all the beautiful fluffy fur could mask his pain. In fact, he looked so terribly tortured that I couldn't even make out what kind of animal he was. Was it a bear? A raccoon? I honestly couldn't tell. Truthfully, I didn't want to look closer. My fear told me that I would only be reminding myself how much pain exists in the world and that there was very little I could do about it. Still, I know better than to look the other way just so that I can feel better. I felt this overwhelming need to tune in. I could hear the animal calling to me, asking me to wake up and pay attention. As I looked closer, to my horror, I discovered that what I was seeing were captured bears, held up in their cages for tens of years on end. The bears live in cages little bigger than themselves for ease of milking. Bile is extracted through a cut made in the bear's abdomen and into the gallbladder, where bile is stored after being secreted by the liver via the hepatic duct. A tube is inserted into this opening to tap the bile, or a steel stick is forced into the gallbladder with the bile then running down it into a basin. Between 10 and 20 milliliters of bile is tapped from each bear twice daily. The WSPA reports that during milking, investigators saw bears moaning, banging their heads against their cages, and chewing their own paws. The mortality rate is between 50 and 60%. When the bears stop producing bile after a few years, they are moved to another cage where they are either left to starve to death or are killed for their paws and gallbladders. Bear paws are considered a delicacy. I felt completely sick to my stomach and a knee-jerk reaction to unleash my anger towards these ignorant poachers. It took all the discipline I had to remind myself that shame and blame never changes a person, and that thankfully, thanks to Dr. Joe and Dr. Hu Len, I now had something much better in my bag of tricks that I could apply. Ho'oponopono. I began to recite the phrase, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. God bless you." Over and over and over again. As I repeated the mantra, I visualized the bear farmer's hearts being filled with love, understanding, and compassion. I saw them having their own light bulb moment as my own information passed through them, and they got in touch with their own awareness. With their level of consciousness raising and no one to blame for the blood on their hands but themselves, I imagined them falling to their knees in complete agony, begging and pleading with God and the bears to grant them mercy and forgiveness for the torture and suffering they've caused these beautiful creatures. Then I saw them releasing all the bears and providing them with the medicine, care, and healing that they were in dire need of, and finally setting them free again. Many of you don't know, as I didn't know, that bear bile has been used for centuries. Today it is used in wine, shampoo, and medicine. The enormous weight behind this tragedy didn't solely involve healing the present moment. My clearing work occupied going back through time, through the ages. There was hundreds of years worth of pain here to heal. This experience consumed me. For hours that day, I couldn't focus on anything else and kept repeating, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. God bless you." The heaviness of this global pain was inescapable and undeniable. I was consumed with anguish, and I was grieving. It was as if I was the only one who captured those bears and held the key to their prisons myself. Once per week, my husband and I make it a point to have a date day. On this day, he invited me to go see a movie with him. I was in agony and didn't feel much like going out. But I knew it wouldn't make any sense to say, "No thanks, I'm really not up to it. I'm worried about the bears." Keeping my own clearing work to myself, I agreed to go out with him. We went to see the movie 16 Blocks with Bruce Willis. Little did I know then that the theme of this movie would be in complete alignment with what I was already experiencing. The highlighted message in the movie was, "People can change." All throughout that movie, I practiced Ho'oponopono. In one scene, I noticed a bus in the background, and the banner or ad on the side of the bus showed a picture of a teddy bear, and the words beneath the bear read, "Send love." My previous training would reveal to me that this was a waking dream. My current teachings would say, "Keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track." Is this how the universe speaks to us? I'd like to think so. It was yet another reminder to me that the bear farmers didn't need my anger to change. They just needed my love. The bears needed my love. The world needs our love. Love changes people, and there are no exceptions.